and welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, I'm off tufting. Now, it's not as strange as it sounds. It's basically rug making, and we've also got a craft that you can do at home as well. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome, and this week, it's my turn. So, have you ever heard of tufting? Me neither, until last week. Now, tufting is basically a way to make really cool rugs, and there's a place in London called Tufting London where I went to give it a go.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I am a workshop teaching assistant, and so Tufting London is a rug making workshop. We help you create the rug of your dreams. So we have various different colours, different sizes, and by the end of the session you'll come home with a lovely rug to have.
I love this so much. So tufting is something I'd never heard of before. Is that like the name of the process of making the rug?
Yeah, so the process is very similar to punch needling, only it's a bit faster and you'll be able to churn out a lovely rug a lot quicker. It's not like crocheting, it's not like anything you've ever done before, but I think if you do love those things, it's a process you'll really enjoy.
So, when you mentioned in the introduction, like, people who've maybe used sewing machines before might kind of understand the process, you're basically given a tufting gun.
Yes.
And then you kind of, like, there's quite a process to it, right? There's quite a lot of skill.
Yes. So you'll kind of become in one with the rug. So on a sewing machine, typically it clamps it automatically, whereas throughout the process of the session, you're actually behaving as that clamp. You're making sure you keep pushing the gun into the canvas, and then, you become one and you actually get it all churned out.
Yeah, that was the thing I was struggling with, was getting the pressure right, because I was terrified of tearing the canvas. But of course, like, are you guys on hand to help everybody, like, walk through the process?
Yeah, so we'll all be here. We're a lovely bunch. So we always check in, make sure you guys are okay. If you've got any questions, we're here to help answer them as well. And then, we're all sort of trained up on the process. So, we get to know the guns as much as you guys do too.
So I am halfway through my tufting experience, and so far so good, actually. At first, I'm not going to lie, it wasn't going too well for me, but when I got the handle on how the little tufting gun works and I could move it around, I've been able to make little movements to the side and up and down as well. It's looking pretty good. I'm making a swallow, and so far the colours I've picked are red, yellow, turquoise and blue, and you know what? I think I might be a natural at this. So when I arrived, I had already sent in like a little picture that I wanted to make. I wanted to make a bird, a swallow. Mm-hmm. And you guys have drawn that out already for us on the canvas. Is that right?
Yes. So when you send in your design, we'll give you confirmation if it's acceptable. We have we can pretty much do any design you want, just as long as it's not got too much detail, as your rugs are always going to be slightly imperfect. You want to make sure you have as much of it as you want to make it a bit easier for yourself. You come in, we draw up your design, we get your tufting station all set up for you. So only thing you need to worry about is just making sure that design's sent in, and then we'll get the rest sorted for you.
And then when I walked in, I was immediately, like, seen just a wall of yarn.
Yes.
So many colours. It's incredible.
Yes. We have over 100 colours. And,
wow.
You can get lost in all the different choices that we have. Yeah.
And you must have seen a lot of cool people making a lot of cool things as well. Like, as soon as I walked in, I saw, like, breakfast that somebody made, like, a fried egg, bacon. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. So we like to do quite a few different seasonal ones. So, you saw our breakfast wall. We have the full English setup. We've got the toast. We've got the beans. We've got the eggs, the bacon, the lot. But then we also do ones for Christmas. We've currently got our spring and Easter collection coming up. And then downstairs, we also have one for New Lunar Year. So it's a dragon based from the one from Dragon Ball Z.
I saw that. It looked pretty impressive. And how long did it take to make?
So that one took a total of 4 days, I would say.
Wow.
However, obviously, that's, you know, in between all the teaching times and the workshops themselves. So a lot of detail was put in. That's one actually I did as well.
Did you?
Yeah, it took a little while. But I definitely think that's one of my masterpieces anyway.
Honestly, it shines. So when you've got the tufting done, then there's even more to the process, because you have to make sure, obviously, there's no kind of bold spots in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to get it painted in glue.
So we do all the finishing process. That's a bit of a process in itself. So after you've done all your tufting, we do the gluing, the drying, and this is to make sure that the rug is nice and firm for you to take home. So the drying process makes sure that the actual yarn itself is stuck firmly so it doesn't come out. And then also we have a backing process, which we do, which is just making a nice non-slip backing for your rug so it doesn't slip anywhere. creates a nice finish. And then after all of that, then you get to go on to that shaving process.
It is a busy old place in here. So I have finished the main bit of the tufting. And as you can hear, some people behind me are still doing theirs. And right now I have to basically dry the edge of the little mini mat. It's been painted in glue. And then I have to make sure the edges are dry. And then hopefully the back of it will be stuck on. And then I can take home a lovely mini mat.
Do you have a particular, apart from the dragon obviously, do you have a particular favourite that you've done or someone else has done?
Well, I think one of my favourite ones that I've done, apart from the dragon, has got to be the ramen bowl from Ponyo. I just think it's one of the cutest little rugs I've made so far. It's quite dinky, but I think that different elements of it really shine through. And one of my favourite ones that customers come in has been a pigeon, a really massive pigeon. And I felt like it was pretty iconic, to be fair. Yeah.
Because you can do different sizes of mats, right? It's like small, medium, large, is that right?
Yeah, so we have the small, the standard, and also the large rugs. So the small rug, that takes 3.5 hours. That includes the teaching process, tufting, as well as the shaving. Then your standard rug is going to be about 6 hours. And then your large rug is going to be 2 6-hour days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And is your room like at home or your bed or your house just filled with rugs? Do you just have rugs everywhere?
I have plenty of rugs, but to be fair, we make so many here, I think we all just fill up this space here. I'd go home, I'd just have like rugs on the ceilings and the walls. Yeah, after all the ones we've made.
It must be the coziest place in the world. I mean, this coming in here, also, it's so bright and colourful and exciting. Mm. And also for families, is that like a thing that like mums and dads can do with kids as well?
Yeah, we actually have so many families come in. I think it's a really nice sort of family outing as well. So we always have kids from the ages of 10 plus. So under 16, they have to be accompanied with an adult. But once that's all sorted, yeah, the whole family can come in and join in on the fun.
I love the idea of a family coming along and just making something that they can stick in the living room or the kitchen or something like that.
Yeah, we actually this week we had one girl come in with her sister, and then I think yesterday she came back with her whole family. Yeah, so yeah, it's definitely something you do come back to, and I think it's definitely something families do enjoy. It's a nice activity to do together.
Of course. And do you have like a top tip for people if they're coming? Like, what should they think about? What should they prepare for?
Top tip. I would say take it nice and slow. Get to know your gun first, because there's no point rushing straight into it, filling in all the background. You will just want to take it nice and slow and easy, do your details, because yeah, after that then you'll come home with a nice beautiful rug that you felt like you take really nice time on.
I've got to say, it's a really fun day out. Like, it has filled, like, it's a full afternoon, isn't it? And it's like also quite meditative. Like, there was a point when everybody went really quiet because you could tell everyone was focused.
I feel like it's the perfect combination where you can get lost in the process, just really tune in, but it's not necessarily stressful where you feel like that's, you know, I can't do anything else. You can stop for a bit of a chat, but then if you just want to tune back into your rug, you can do that as well.
Yeah, to begin with I was like, oh, this is going terribly, but after a while you really get into it and you get in the zone, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me, before I let you go, what rug are you wanting to make next? Do you have like a design you're desperate to do?
We are currently working on a little series that are based on fairy tales. So at the moment, I'm designing one for Hansel and Gretel. And then we've got a few others. So we've got Beauty and the Beast, Princess and the Pea. And I think that's going to be a really nice series that we're going to release. So.
Oh, awesome. I have to come back to see those as well. Yeah. Melissa, thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's time for the big reveal. I can't believe it. We finally made an actual rug. The process has been quite interesting, actually. First of all, of course, I sent in my design. Then I got the right thread. Then I learnt how the tufting gun works. Then, after all of that, you have to paint the back with glue. And then you have to dry it. Then you cut it out. And then you get a proper matte backing where you kind of have to make sure it's all stuck onto. And finally, you shave the rug a little bit and make sure it's all even, no lumps, no bumps anywhere. And now I have my perfect, very own swallow mat. I am so happy with it. Apparently, some people hang them up on their walls. Some people put them on the floor. To be honest, I'm scared of actually anyone touching it at all with their feet because I think it's so perfect. But I have had the best day here at Tufting London. It's been so amazing. And I've got to say, I recommend it to literally anyone. It's so much fun. And you come out with a perfect rug at the end of it. You can find out for more by searching for Tufting London. I had the best time. Thank you so much to the whole gang. It was absolutely wicked. Now for something that you can do at home.
Tufting London is a hub of creativity where participants can learn the art of tufting. Today, we're bringing the warmth and charm of textile crafts into your home with a crafty twist. For this craft, you'll need a sturdy piece of cardboard, yarn or string, scissors, a ruler, and a pencil. If you're ready to embark on this textile adventure, gather these materials and let's begin. Start by cutting the cardboard into a rectangular shape to serve as the base of your mini weaving loom. You can adjust the size based on your preference. Use the ruler and pencil to mark evenly spaced notches along the top and bottom edges of the cardboard. These notches will be used to anchor the yarn for weaving. Cut several lengths of yarn or string and tie them tightly across the width of the cardboard, securing them in the notches to create the warp threads of your loom. Once the warp threads are in place, you're ready to start weaving. Use additional yarn to weave over and under the warp threads, creating intricate patterns and designs. Continue weaving until you've filled the entire length of the cardboard with your design. And once you're satisfied with your weaving, tie the loose ends of the yarn to secure them in place. Well done, budding weavers! You've crafted your very own mini weaving loom, inspired by the textile workshops at Tufting London.
Thanks, Georgia! And just like that, we are done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.